1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Center Time is 7:51. Third Thursday of each month, we check in with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me.
All right. Talk about the affordability tour. What's going on there?
Well, we all know Connecticut, Lower Fairfield County in particular, has gotten far too expensive. The taxes are too high. The electric costs are too high. And it's a top priority for me and for many of my colleagues in the Senate to try to change the policies that are making it too expensive to live here. So I just announced that I'm launching an affordability tour where I'm bringing the proposals that I've co-authored to cut taxes, to cut electric bills, those two proposals in particular, on the road to try to persuade the public that these are the plans that can make a difference. So we'll be kicking that off April 22nd in New Canaan, at the New Canaan Library, and actually taking it all across the state. So Stratford will be the next stop, and I'll have some help from some of my Senate Republican colleagues, but I'll be the primary showrunner on introducing those plans to reduce energy costs and to reduce taxes. So we're very excited about this. We think it's important to take the message to the general public in order to effectuate the change that we need in the state.
All right. We have an event in your hometown of Greenwich?
Probably towards the end. We're going to start in my district and we're going to end in my district. So that the ending one isn't scheduled yet. The starting one is, which is April 22nd at the New Canaan Library at 7 p.m.
Okay. Earlier in this hour here on WGCH, we spoke with Chris Davis from Connecticut Business and Industry Association about a bipartisan bill to lower energy costs. You're a member of the Energy Committee. Your thoughts about the proposal by Senator Fanfara?
I think it has some good and some bad in it. I think the best part is something that mirrors a proposal that I've been talking about for the last 2 years, which is to move many of the public benefits charges from the electric bill and fund some of those programs through general bonding instead. So I agree with that. There's other proposals in the bill to create a quasi-public agency that would be responsible for buying in electricity rather than either the electric companies or with pure oversight. I think creating a new quasi-governmental authority when every other quasi-public authority in Connecticut has not only poorly performed but experienced scandal is probably not a good idea. So I've said I want to work with the good senator to make his bill as good as possible and move it forward. But my initial reaction is I think there's good things in it and bad things in it, and it can be made to be even better.
Okay. Sounds like the average bill that comes out, right? Good and bad.
That's exactly right. Nothing's perfect in this world.
Yeah. All right. And on that note, Senator Fanfara, a little bit of in the middle of a firestorm with the vote for Marissa Gillette to be on the PURA for another term. You and other Republicans walked out. Tell us why. What's going on there?
Yeah. So PURA, the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority, oversees rate setting, all policy related to how utilities set their rates, their costs on infrastructure distribution that we pay. It's roughly 20 to 30% of our bill. So it's a very important regulator. It might be the most important regulator in the state of Connecticut. There were two appointments that were headed to the legislature made by the governor, and one of them was contentious, the chairwoman of the commission being reappointed. And the Senator Fanfara initially had said he was against her reconfirmation, and the governor and him had a conversation, and the governor came out and said after that conversation that basically, there was a deal made, and Senator Fanfara would get a future appointment to PURA, a job on PURA, which is $200,000 a year. in exchange for him voting for Chairwoman Gillette. And I think that that type of dealing, backroom dealing, tit for tat, is undermining the public trust, and that should be investigated. And I think the air needed to be cleared before we actually voted on the substance of the matter. And I thought it was a betrayal of the public trust to be trading jobs for votes. And it wasn't my allegation. It's what the governor indicated in his press conference, and it's what the press, almost every press outlet, reported happened. And I think we kind of needed answers, as did my colleagues, before we were actually voting on the substance of the matter. It was a very frustrating and disappointing chain of events on a very important topic that kind of muddied the waters for the public. And so we simply said, let's get answers on whether this was okay or not before we actually vote on the topic.
All right. With State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich, you also represent Stamford, so we'll throw out one for your constituents in Stamford. Bond Commission approving money for Oak Park in Stamford.
Yes. So the Oak Park development needed renovations. We're familiar with that in other towns as well. It's public housing. And it's important to make sure that not only we have public housing available to people who need it, but also that it's high caliber and livable. So I and other Stamford legislators were urging the state government to help Stamford renovate those housing projects. And we think it'll be as good as ever, livable for those residents after that renovation happens. So again, in other towns, we've also seen efforts to make the public housing better, more livable, whether it's Armstrong Court or Canaan Parish and in my other towns. So we're really happy that this state investment will be supplementing the Stamford City investment to make this facility as good as possible for its residents.
All right, Senator Fazio, appreciate your time as always this morning. We'll talk to you next month. Have yourself a good weekend and a happy Easter to you and yours.
Happy Easter.
That is Ryan Fazio, state senator from Greenwich, joins me on the third Thursday of each month. Next Thursday will be State Representative Hector Arzino. WGCH Center time is 7:59.
Sunshine for today in the low 60s. Mostly clear for tonight. Patchy frost after 3 a.m. in the low 30s. Patchy frost before 7 a.m. tomorrow, then becoming mostly sunny.